Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, March 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's tax season, and for many of us, that means wading through a blizzard of numbers and paperwork. It also means renewed calls in Washington to make tax rules easier to understand.
And if we had more simplification, we'd have less complexity and less money to pay tax professionals to help us, and we wouldn't have to spend time complying with the law. We would just obey it.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders after the break.
Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of futures. At Janus Henderson, we are committed to helping you invest in a brighter future for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Simplifying federal income taxes in the U.S. could make it a lot easier to understand and potentially avoid paying more than you owe. Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders joins me. Laura, calls for simplifying the tax code seem like they're as old as time. Why is this chatter happening now?
Well, it's happening now because at the end of 2025, many of the tax features of the 2017 tax overhaul evaporate. They expire. They go away. The ones that affect individuals, the tax rates we have now, the brackets we have now, the standard deduction that was nearly doubled, and many other things, the Section 199 business deduction, they all expire. And so Congress has to do something. And so everybody's getting their act together to suggest simplifications or reforms or things like that.
How could simplification make things easier for them?
Well, it could be a whole lot better. The IRS has a program right now that allows people to have automatic filing of tax returns through the IRS. And if we had more simplification, we'd have less complexity and less money to pay tax professionals to help us. And we wouldn't have to spend time complying with the law. We would just obey it.
Maybe less of a need, it seems, for a math degree to get through all this?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
There's been no shortage of ideas for simplifying taxes, but are there serious proposals on the table now?
There are lots of serious proposals. Two particularly are in the limelight right now. One is from the right-leaning Tax Foundation, and it would drastically overhaul everything. And the other one is from the liberal-leaning Tax Policy Center.
And there's some common ground here that they would affect the Schedule A?
These two proposals have a lot in common. They would get rid of all of your Schedule A deductions if you're itemizing home mortgage interest, medical, state taxes, all those kinds of things. Now, not that many people itemize anymore, about 10%. But still, those are pretty important deductions.
Are the proposals that would affect Schedule A and the itemized deductions, is that being taken seriously?
One of them is going to be out this week and the other one is already out, and we'll see what kind of reception there is. This is all going to be talked about over the next couple of years.
We often hear about a flat tax where there would be one tax rate for everyone. Why hasn't that been pushed through as a way to simplify things?
There are a couple of reasons. One is that a lot of people think it's unfair. Just think about it. A flat tax would be great for Bill Gates. It would be less good for you, and it would be really not good for somebody who's very poor because you all pay the same price for a loaf of bread.
Full disclosure, I make a lot less money than Bill Gates.
True.
Don't we all?
And so there's a kind of a fairness issue there. The other thing is that people don't realize is that the complexity of taxes is not in the rates. It's in the definitions. It takes six pages of questions to find out whether somebody you support is your dependent. So the issue is really tax definitions. What if we had a flat tax? You would still have to define income, and everybody would want to have it defined so that their income wasn't taxable and your income is.
We've seen moments of compromise with sweeping changes made to tax rules, 2017, 1986. Why don't these moments of compromise and changes, why don't they always stick?
Often they don't stick because somebody doesn't want them to stick. And I'll give you an example. If we have major reform, one of the big issues will always be lower rates for capital gains. We have those right now. Capital gains are taxes on investment earnings. And so we have a lower rate right now. However, it's the most important provision to the very wealthy, and they get most of the benefit of the break. And so if you rejigger the tax system, you probably have to do something about that to avoid over-favoring this group. We did have a compromise like that in 1986. They raised the top rate on capital gains to 28% and made the top rate on ordinary income like wages, they made that 28% too. But that just didn't stick. Within a couple of years, there was a higher rate on wages, and then a few years after that, there was a lower rate on capital gains.
How likely is it that any of these ideas being kicked around right now could take effect before the 2017 tax overhaul expires at the end of next year?
Very unlikely. I think Congress will be hard put to get anything done, period, at all. And I don't think they'll ever get anything done early. It's kind of like me turning in my stories.
Always up against a deadline.
Yes.
That's WSJ reporter Laura Saunders. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with WSJ's Oyin Adedoyin to discuss how to lock in 5% interest on your money before the Federal Reserve lowers rates. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy and deputy editor Scott Salloway. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/ITheroes.